Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening, all. This is Kenny Hodge, co-producer of Hodge the Hodge Podcast Radio. We've got our favorite weekly family entertainment radio show, podcast, The Attic. And I got The Attic cast members live, well, kicking, ready to share some conversation with you. Let's do a quick roll call so I know who I'm messing with tonight. Go ahead, that's Brother Messenger. You with us?
I'm here, my brother.
Okay. Nurse Carmen, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Baby boy, you with us? Okay, we're going to get baby boy, you with us? You going to get off that delayed reaction, baby boy, all right? Okay. 570, that baby girl?
Yes, it is.
Baby says, okay, hey, okay. You was the last minute there, and I didn't know if you were still celebrating brother-in-law birthday. Hey, and before we start the show, we're going to give a big, 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 big happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Keith. Yo, what's up? Strong J, my man, Strong J. Listen, you know what? It's so funny because I would call myself being fast on Facebook, and I said I was going to do it yesterday, and they pulled my card and told me, you know, don't get the birthday and the show mixed up. So I had to blend it all back together just so I wouldn't be wrong. So, hey, here we go. Happy birthday to you, brother-in-law. And let's talk about the show. Hey, again, before we get started, I know I keep saying hey again, but I'm telling you right now, I'm feeling pretty amped. I just got like two new microphones in. And I don't know, just for a minute, I had to convince myself that I wasn't Frankie Crocker sitting here today, because that's what I was feeling like. I'm sitting about, I didn't know if I wanted to put a shirt and tie on for the show tonight, all that because I got two new microphones. So, you know, we're going to be looking to do, with these microphones, I could see me having a little camera, and I could kind of see the attic getting a little airplay. So I'm just saying, y'all keep your hair cut and permed up. keep your hair cut and keep it permed up now. Hey, how's everybody's day going? Baby sis, how's your day with the birthday and everything? How we doing out there?
It was beautiful. Very nice. Had a good time, enjoyed ourselves. It was very nice.
All right, baby boy, how you feeling out there in Patterson? Everything good with you?
I'm doing all right. Arthritis was acting up, but I'm all right.
Did y'all just have an election out there? Did y'all just have an election out there?
Yeah.
All right,
did you vote?
Thank you, man.
Yeah, the criminal one. Yeah, they voted another criminal.
Okay. Well, I mean, they got to go through some criminals to get some things straight in Patterson. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can't be in the land of criminals to be the only honest one. That's gonna be a hard. That's gonna be a hard thing to find.
That's right.
In fact, you know what? And before we get to our main show topic, I'm sorry. It's just funny. We're gonna segue right into criminals. What's my man name out of New York? The district attorney? Shidener? Oh, come on. Y'all didn't hear
that
story?
The one that just resigned?
I know you're talking about. I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, I mean, y'all. I'm swimming. Hold up. I say like Martin Law and say, hold up. How my man going to be out there leading the charge for women's rights? And don't get me wrong. It was a beautiful piece of work he was doing. As soon as he come off the stage, he back here choking his sister out. y'all didn't hear
about
this?
Well, think about this. But, yeah, I heard about it, but think about this. Suppose it was a plot to get him because he's in control of a lot of stuff now. Suppose it was a plot. Just saying.
Well, let me say this to you. You mean, when you say the plot, you mean the story being the plot? Or they know he like to choke? They know he like to choke sisters, and they sent some girls over there so he could choke them and then tell on them. What plot we talking about?
We talking about maybe it's the girls didn't like it, but because of the fact that this guy is now in charge of a major operation, who's to say that this ain't a plot to get him off the case so that Trump could get his boys in there?
But I'm saying, now, you know what? And again, I got a hold of this yesterday. And again, I really, really didn't research this. So is he married?
I don't think so.
All right. So he's a single freaky congressman.
Yeah. He's single. And his thing was.
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of them.
Listen.
Yeah, his thing is. This is what they like. That's how he got it down.
Okay, and you know what? And let me say this to you. Now, see now becomes that duplex conversation, man. Because again, he was out there fighting on behalf of women. But now, if you're gonna come back and say, "Listen, this is what I did because this is what they wanted," or "This is just how we was rolling at that particular time." See, then you're right. Then he's going to be the fall guy. But it don't matter, man, because even if that was consensual, when it get out in the public that you would choke a sister out, you like to be spanked and punched. I mean, you know, you just can't be looked at the same. Even though we
You watch Billions, though, right?
Huh?
You watch Billions? Do you ever watch that, Billions?
I know where you're going with it, Messenger. I know where you're going with it. Isn't that
Rose? Some people just like it like
Rose?
That, bro. Yeah,
what's his name?
Some
Rose?
People just like that but stuff. Yeah,
but listen,
it's the new normal. It's the new normal. It's the new normal.
But what I'm saying is, trust and believe. I feel him, but I'm saying even if two people do that, let's just say a couple do that. Again, I'm just trying to show you how society looks at shit. That's all. If a couple do that and then they break up. And then the lady go out and be like, yeah, he just want to choke me all the time. They go look at that man a little differently now. That's all I'm saying. It's like a little taboo.
But will they really look at it differently now? I mean, because it seems like stuff is things that used to be, you know, where people would look at stuff differently. It doesn't seem to be an issue anymore. I'm serious. Well, it's like things that used to be appalling to people. It doesn't seem to be anymore.
See, no. To me, I'm for real. The only thing that makes any of that appalling is if one of the participants wasn't down with the program, then we got a problem. But if both of them was with whatever it meant, we're going to string ourselves up and drip hot candle wax on our toenails. If both of them was with that, then that's just what they did. I don't see that as being no harm, no foul. I'm sorry. That's just me. But when one of them don't want to do it, and then they made to do it, or they are tricked or drugged into doing it, see, now that's wild and perverted. I'm just saying. You know, you go get some pudding pop and stuff, but I'm just saying.
I don't know what to call any of this stuff anymore. I mean, nowadays, I sit back and just wait to see what color the wall gonna be, because everything has me. I don't know what's up or down anymore. Everything just seems to be acceptable. Everything just seems to be okay now. I mean, in this world of politics, everything just seems to be okay with everybody.
But I'm saying,
or is it just me? It just seems like, especially when it comes down to our president, everything just seems to be okay with everybody.
Wait a minute now. Remember, I'm still in the military, so we can talk about the vice president. We can talk about the president. But anyway, what I'm really...
I mean, I'm just saying, in that whole political arena, everything just seems to be okay with everybody.
Well, I mean, now...
Or is it just me? Is it just from where I'm sitting? But it just seems like everything
just seems to be okay
with everybody.
No, it's not okay with everybody. It's okay with the Republicans. It's not even okay with them. But we'll do that if that's what it takes so that we can keep our jobs. They're not okay with it. It's just the fact
nobody's calling nobody on anything. I mean, the things that they're letting slide is just ridiculous to me. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it is. Because they're in control, so it is.
But what
Without
I'm saying
doubt,
is,
it is.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby sis.
No, I mean, that's all I was just saying. I just can't believe it. Like, it blows my mind, the things that they are just letting just go by, and nobody's calling anybody on anything. And just when you think, like, okay, this is it. This is going to be the thing that they're just going to, they've had enough, and this is going to be the thing that they're going to just finally say, this is it. It's like, that's not it. They haven't had enough yet.
All right, now let me ask
you
a question.
The line is not drawn in the sand yet, so I don't know.
Check this out right here. Let's hypothetically just engage me for a minute. Let's say, I can't think of the name, whatever. I don't want to mispronounce my man's name, but he in trouble here in New York. But we know who we talking about, the district attorney, the lying nigga. But anyway, let's just say come to find out that the girls made this story up, but they only made it up about him forcing them. They got down with him because that's what they wanted. Now, understanding that that's how he rolling now, does that take him out of contention to still be an advocate for women's rights? Do you think that he still can't do what he was doing before?
Nah, I think he can.
Me too. They're not going to let him, though. Because I'm here to tell him. He been a freak like that for a while, y'all. That ain't something. You know what?
Right, he has. And he's not denying it. You know what I mean? He's not denying it.
And he's still been doing good work. So now we go down to, hold on, that old do and are concept. Because you did some nasty things. That don't mean you are a nasty person.
Man,
I ain't even gonna call him nasty. He did some different things. I ain't got no beef with him about how he was rolling. If that's what it was, and again, if he got money, so he got the kind of money that says, even if you ain't with the program, here, let me hit you with a couple of more stacks. You'll think to yourself, well, okay, it'll be all right this time. And I'm not, watch this, and I'm not putting down women. I'm just saying, if that's the line of work you in, he'd be a good customer. That's all I'm saying. See, I'm trying to walk that political tightrope because I don't want nobody mad at me. But all I'm saying, once they find out that that's how he's living now. But one thing I will say, my man said, fuck that. I'm not even messing with the system. I quit. He said, I know what y'all can do to a nigga, yo. I quit. Bye. Because, again, from my understanding, these allegations, this is the first time they've been raised against him. So this ain't the first time. This goes back, I think, to 2004, 2008, something.
Well, times are changing. That's all I can say.
Well, I said, you think times are changing. Well, I said, let's just shift right from the district attorney in New York to my man Con Yeezy, man. We talk about times and changes. Yo, somebody help me with this brother, man. Well, I mean, where he at right now? Kanye said this shit was a choice, nigga.
Nah, he just got an album coming out, and that's the way he sells his album. So, of course, you say something like that to draw attention. Don't be fooled by, you know, what he's saying. It's all publicity. Sell his album.
No, when you have that kind of platform, when you're on that kind of platform and you can reach the kind of people that he can, you have to be more responsible. It ain't even about
the album right now.
You just got to watch what you're saying. Now you're talking
ignorant, and you're talking crazy. Controversy, look at the president. Controversy is what sells now. And that's what he's doing.
No, you have a responsibility, though. I mean, it's real talk now. That's just ignorant. Never mind the fact that you need your medication. That's first and foremost.
Taylor Swift, every guy she mess with, when she write a new album coming out and she write a song or two about him, hey, that sells.
Yeah, but
controversy sells nowadays. But listen.
All I'm saying is this. Let me ask you this. Did Kanye piss you off enough that if you were going to buy his album before he said that, because he said that, would that stop you from buying his music?
Well, a lot of people said they're done with him. I mean, as far as black people are concerned, they said they're done. I mean, because when you have that kind of platform, you have to be very more responsible as far as when you're talking about especially that kind of topic, slavery, that you have to be a lot more responsible. Slavery was a choice.
That was just flat out ignorant. But wait a minute, let's not beat him up too bad now, because we still have to remember now, because we disagree with what he said. I mean, and again, I disagree with him also. But again, if that's what he's feeling, whether it's on meds or off meds, that's still what he's feeling. Now, I can see the black community.
You have to be more responsible than that, Kenny, when you're making statements like that. And I think what the brother was trying to say, and again, I think what he was trying to say, I think he was trying to maybe reference that Marcus Garvey thing about emancipating your mind, free your mind, but he just didn't articulate it right. He did a poor job at trying to articulate that about, you know, your mind being, you know, enslaving with your mind and freeing your mind. He just didn't articulate that properly. But you have to be really careful when you're talking stuff like that, because it's bad enough that white people don't really grasp that and really understand where we're coming from as it is. But when you start talking about stuff being a choice, slavery, like who do you think wants to get beat and be enslaved and raped and all that kind of stuff, and that was a choice? Come on, man. That's crazy. That was just plain ignorant for you to say.
I mean, listen,
He came on TMZ talking that junk, and there was a brother there named Van. I forget his last name. He shut him down, and Kanye got real quiet. He got real quiet. He wasn't talking that crazy stuff.
Watch this.
Hold on.
Let me show you the power of a new microphone, man.
Minimize me to artists, hip-hop, black community. Yeah, I'm always going to represent that, but I also represent the world. When you hear about slavery for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like,
you see what I'm saying? Was that clear?
That was beautiful.
All right. Here's what I'm saying is, and again, when he came at it with that, seemed like a choice. You locked up for 400 years. And that was just some cold things to say. But all I'm saying is, if that's how he feels, man. We can't all feel the same way about anything.
I just don't think I don't agree with him. I don't think he's understanding the I don't think he had a grasp on what he was really what he was really saying, because he came back the next day. He came back the next day and he tweeted this: "I know that slaves did not get shackled and put on a boat by free will. My point is this: for us to have stayed in that position, even though we had the numbers on our side, that means that we were mentally enslaved. That's what made me think he was trying to say that we should have like tried to free our minds, and that we you know, because we had the numbers on our side, we should have been able to overpower them.
So
no,
we had the numbers, but we didn't have the bullets.
No guns.
Yeah, right.
We
didn't
have no guns.
And watching your boy get shot, yo, you know, you be like, you be thinking about your next step. You know what I'm saying?
But then he flip-flopped, because there was another girl on there with him, and she was talking about it being a state of mind. And then he kind of flipped on that and said, well, yeah, state of mind. So then it was like, well, okay, so then what are you saying? Is it like the state of mind? Are you trying to say like you're enslaved in the mind? So are you trying to say we should free our minds? So I'm like,
this,
what is he, confused?
Yeah, this one that brother from TMZ got in him.
And the reason why I feel like that is because, Kanye, you're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to believe whatever you want. But there is fact and real world, real life consequence behind everything that you just said. And while you are making music and being an artist and living the life that you've earned by being a genius, the rest of us in society have to deal with these threats to our lives. We have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. Frankly, I'm just...
All right. I don't want to skip all the TMZ business, and he's going to be calling me, asking me for royalties, and we ain't that big yet. So, yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know. I just think my man got a lot going on, and again, is it a marketing scheme? Is it that his, and again, because like Kanye can get deep. He can get drunk too, but he can get deep. So was it that he didn't express what he really had to say? You know, he'll probably drop a song in his next album, you know, correcting that. You know, slavery was a choice. Here's what I'm talking about, and this is why. But yeah, it was out of bounds, I think. And
that girl he brought with him, she was talking to him. And he was just trying to repeat what she was informing him about. It just didn't come out right, like the girl said.
And Kanye from the Shy. I mean, now he said, y'all ain't gonna just punk me. He said, if I could go up on stage on national TV, what was that, the Grammys, when he showed out on Taylor Swift? That was Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
I come on stage and do that. Y'all think I worry about what I do? I'm Kanye West, man. That's what I do. But I would just hope that because he is Kanye and a lot of people listen to him, or you know, he's got that platform, that I would think that maybe he would try to change his thought process, man. If that's the way he really thinking, he needs to get with some people, man, who could maybe help get his mind straight. Because again, If that's what he's thinking, and he Kanye West, that's what we're going to keep hearing from him. Talk to me, Kat.
First of all,
he never had the proper moment to mourn his mother's death, and all that started from there. He just started spiraling out of control.
Wow. Listen, no, stop with that. Okay. Listen, now don't get me wrong. Yeah. His mother's death, I'm sure, messed him up. And I don't think that if you love somebody that much, the fact that they're gone, now don't get me wrong. Usually, and I ain't trying to compare that, you know what I'm saying, won't take you there like that. You're going to mourn and you're going to keep going.
No.
Usually.
Really. What's wrong? Will Smith made a movie about that. Something tragic happened to him. And, I mean, he bounced back at the end because it's a movie, but some people don't do that. Some people don't bounce back.
Well, again, I just think, like I said, I don't know. I just think Kanye on that shit. What's it? He on that shit or he off that shit. and that's what he did. But, you know, I think that I 100% don't agree with his statement. But, again, if we're going to – see, now here we go again. If we're going to scream freedom of speech, why can't he say what he want to say?
Well, he can say what he want to say.
That's all I'm saying.
I just think you need to be more – I think you need to be more responsible about the things that you say when you have that type of platform. That's all I'm saying.
And
you have to
and
be more responsible.
Every day on Twitter.
And watch this now. Responsible to who? Because watch this.
To the people that are listening to you. I mean, you need to be – I mean, when you're speaking about stuff of that level, you need to be more responsible and more informed and educated about what you're saying. A choice? Slavery was a choice? Come on, man. Like, really? Seriously, really?
But see, normally when you get
ignorant.
Money.
To me, it was just ignorant.
Normally when you get money, you get where you came from. Now, I'm pretty sure he does work in the communities in Chicago, but when you ain't been out there in them communities and, you know, in a while, in a minute, you tend to forget where you came from.
Okay.
See, when you first get into the game, you're a nigga.
He can't be that out of touch.
But once you start making that money, yeah.
Hold on. We got another caller from Ohio calling in. We talking about Kanye. Caller, how you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Hodge?
All right.
Hey, so I was just listening to you. I was just listening, and the show's going well, and then you pissed me off when you just said that freedom of speech, why can't he just say what he wants to say? Because there's responsibility. There's consequence. You can't scream fire in a movie theater. There's consequence to what you say.
Okay, but I'm saying...
But if you're getting mad at him, why don't you get mad at President Trump?
I didn't say that he... his consequence now,
I didn't say I wasn't.
Yeah, his consequence was is going to be that maybe the community of people that he disrespected don't support him. That would be the consequence. Okay, but he still got a right to say it. If that's what he's thinking, if I piss this whole faction of people off and they never buy another record, I don't care, then that's his right to make that choice. Bad choice, but that's his right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But, I mean, you know, like, he's got a platform, he's got a voice, he's got power in his words, people follow what he says, and then he makes these comments that to most people seem so left, just out of left field. I don't know, I worry about his stability sometimes, that's for sure.
Well, now, you know, again, this one just so happens to be a massive black eye for his feelings on slavery. But let's be for real. It ain't like this the first time we heard some shit with Kanye West now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So this ain't really, really outside of what we've already become accustomed to from Kanye. Kanye, he ain't deviant. You know, I mean, when you drunk at the Grammys, you snatching awards from people. I mean, this ain't like the first time Kanye went out and left field on us.
Same story, different details.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So, I got another topic here that we touched on. In fact, I'm sorry. Before I even get to this, you know, I gotta have my. At least my 35 seconds, so I could just stand up, do a toe dance, and just say LeBron James over and over again. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, watch this. I'm telling you, man, he coming to New York, and then all is going to be right with the world. But hold on, before we talk about prisons, man, did y'all catch the series?
No, I did not.
Nobody watched it. No, nobody watched the series now. Is it like that? People in New York and New Jersey don't watch basketball no more?
I watch the series, bro.
All right, that's all
we
I'm
watching,
saying.
Right? The messenger. The messenger and I are watching. Yes.
All right, that's all I'm supposed to say. All I'm saying is, I think, in fact, they told me, and I'm not sure, I'm not going to say this is fact, but they told me that Michael Jordan sent in a tweet and said, "You got it, LeBron. Ain't no more controversy." That's what they told me.
Oh, well, they done told you wrong.
Aren't they going to be dealing with the Celtics?
Huh? No, they good. No, that's not a problem. Did the Celtics win?
Really? Okay. All right.
They don't want none of this. That's why, again, I got mad love for Kyrie, but he seen what was happening. And he said, "Let me go ahead and get that surgery now because I can't like leave Cleveland." Oh, they're getting ready to roll through him, though. Yeah, they're going to roll through him right now. Look at what they I can't get no response from my family, man. But I tell you, all they want to say to me so bad is, "Yo, you just wait. The Knicks is coming back. They're going to be back." Hey, all right, man. So I watched it. Since I can't have my LeBron James moment with a little bit of company, man, we just go ahead and move right on. LeBron James. I'm going to keep saying it anyway. LeBron James, he the best. Anyway, here we go.
He ain't up by the power forward in the guard's body.
Huh? Wait a minute. First of all, First of all, you cannot. There's nothing about that man as a basketball player. Yeah, I'm a fan. Yeah, well, that you could be, but there's you start off with those words like "there's nothing but." No, man, that man just got it all, bro. I'm saying he got them skill sets that if Michael Jordan would have stayed sharp about 2 or 3 more years, maybe Michael could have had them skill sets, man. Hey, but anyway, because I ain't feeling no love there. I'm going to move on. Watch this. I'm going to do an Ohio podcast with some niggas from Ohio. And then we're going to get out of here and we're going to have a good time about the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. What I see right now. Watch this. I'm like the imam preaching to the rabbi right now. Right. Here we go. Hey, what's your feelings on, not what's your feelings, you know, it's come to the topic of a lot of conversation lately. I've been around. We talk about prisons in the United States. And it's so funny that most people don't know that a lot of prisons are private. And when I say that's private, yeah, your taxpayers pay for it. It is a business. They have shareholders. So when you understand the basic nature of business, if I have a prison and I have shareholders, what do you think I need to do to keep my shareholders happy? And I'm saying this laughing because it just goes to show, again, how rotten and how crooked the United States of America can be when it comes to them making a profit. I think that there isn't anything or anyone, the people with money, whoever the people with money are or will be, won't do to make a greater profit. And when I say that, I look at the prison system, and when you have shareholders in prison, it is important that the judge continues to send people to jail. Because when you go to jail, now you get that federal money to pay your taxpayer dollars paying to a private institution. In other words, they're just making money on top of money. And the bottom line is people are being sent to jail for nonviolent crimes that really should be sent home.
That's why when they get a hold of you, they don't want to let you go because there's money to be made. As long as they keep them bunks full, business is good. The people you see out there on the side of the road in the orange suits cleaning up your highways and stuff like that, the prison is making money off of that from the state. It's a business.
I mean, I'm going a little further than that. Just the fact that you're in prison, we're not talking about the prison labor. I'm talking about just the federal dollars that go to private prisons to pay for you to be there. I'm not even talking about the labor that you do. I think if somebody was...
That's why when they get a hold, when they get their grabs on you, they ain't trying to let you go. That's why for the slightest little thing, the cops work for the system. The system is rigged to keep the jails full, and it just keep going around and around. You don't think some of them judges and politicians, you don't think they're getting paid?
Sure, they're getting paid.
Behind that?
Sure,
when you're sending people places?
It might not even be the pay that we are accustomed to, you know, some gangsters coming in, sliding you money in the envelope. It might be in the form of me contributing $1 million to your library, or me contributing $1 million to a project that you're working on over there. But again, it's just crazy, the corruption or the crookedness, for lack of a better word, that takes place. And I've got this study here from a firm called BJS, and they did a study. According to the data, 21 of the states with private prisons with private prison contracts incarcerated more than 500 people in for-profit prisons. So in other words, Texas, for example, the first state to adopt private prisons in 1985, incarcerated the largest number of people under state jurisdiction, and that was almost 15,000 people. So now the business is, it's not so much to protect and serve, it is to serve and lock up. And we don't even have to make this a colorful conversation. We could just stay with the basic concept of you just incarcerating people who don't need to be incarcerated because it's profitable. And I think that's just a unhumanitarian way of looking at it. Anybody else?
It's the American way, my brother.
You
doing it forever. That's how they were able to do the railroads and all that other stuff. They used to lock up the Chinaman. Now they lock up the blacks. It's called cheap labor. So when they need projects and stuff done, because even those private prisons that are being paid for by the government, they're still making money as well. So they're making money from the laborers as well as the money that the government gives them.
You know, when you said they used to lock up the Chinaman for the railroad, it just brought to mind a joke. And before I tell a joke, I want to use the word from my baby brother. I'm not a racist, but this might sound racist. Do you know, you ever heard the phrase, you don't have a Chinaman's chance in hell of getting away? Have you ever heard that phrase? Nobody?
Yeah, I've never.
Really? All right, thank you. But anyway, that phrase comes from when they were building the railroads. They used to, because the Chinese were real light people, they would put them on a rope and hang them over the cliff so that they could implant the dynamite. Once they have the dynamite in, because they're going to blow the mountain, once it's lit, the people on top of the rope is supposed to pull the man up. But once it's lit, they let it go. So the old phrase came out is, you don't have a Chinaman's chance in hell of making this. I just figured I'd share that since you threw the Chinaman out there.
Thank you.
He said, you just, it's the new microphone got me trying to be with new information.
I don't know if you guys are, I don't know if you guys have you heard Kids for Cash out here in PA, where those judges, where they had this whole corrupt thing going, where they were where they were had this whole system where these judges were automatically, no matter what your charge might have been on with these kids, they had them, they were just charging them no matter how minor the charge might have been on these kids. They would still just have them locked up. And it was a big scam. They made a movie out of it. Cause this was a couple of years ago. It was a movie. It was called Kids for Cash. PA had it was yeah, it was a big thing. Yeah. You can Google it. It was a big thing on it.
Right.
Out in
PA. Yeah, it's in PA, but it's throughout the United States.
Normally what they do is they just go for any low-income person because those are the people that can't really afford a lawyer. So you can give them a charge that has nothing to do with what happened to them, but then you downgrade it, but they still got to do jail time because they can't afford a real lawyer to fight the charge. So half of the population is in jail is because they don't have properly representation. So they're in there. They might have did something that caused them to do some time, but there are people doing 20 and 30 years for something as simple as stealing a car.
And it might not have even been stealing a car might even be something too big. It might have been something even minor than that, and they were giving them outrageous time just to keep them in the system because – No, it wasn't even anything as major as something like that. It was even something minor than that because they were juveniles. They were minors. These were like kids, and they were keeping them in what do you call that? It wasn't even because they weren't adults. These were minors. These
juvenile,
were kids.
They're keeping them
juvenile
in juvenile.
Yes,
juvenile
exactly.
Locking them up.
Right,
because
it was called Kids for Cash. They were kids.
So the whole point
and
of this whole thing
them.
Was they were locking kids up to put them in the system so that the system can make money off of them?
Yes,
right.
Keeping them in the system. And that way, because as long as they had bodies in beds, they were making
See?
Money.
See? There you go.
Right.
So they were
right.
So it was like a big, because and everybody was in on it, like the prosecutors and the law. It was like the judges. Everybody was in on it. It was like a racket. Everybody was in on it.
When you run a scam that big, you got to have enough big people in it, because you got to remember, it got to start with. And again, when we say bribing people, and again, police officers, please have no disrespect. I've got two stepbrothers that are police officers, so I got mad love for you. But when you start getting all that extra good gear because your arrest record is high, again, that's a bribe. They don't have to come and put the money right in your hand. So now what I just said to you is you just keep locking folks up. And again, I'm just going to say folks. You just keep locking folks up, and we just keep giving you all this new gear. Maybe, again, we can't give it to you in raises because that's taxpayer money and your salaries are set. But we can give you a lot of extra work on the side to let you make that extra money. So, again, your dirty hands in making sure you do unnecessary stops. You know what I'm saying? So that's your part. And now when I get you up to the public defender, well, look, you just plead down for much time as possible. Don't come in here. Your agenda has got nothing to do with sending somebody home. The only thing you talk to your client about is how much time we're going to let them
pleading.
Do.
Just pleading.
There
right.
You
tell them to plead, and, you know, exactly. And the charge might be something. The charge could have been something they could have beat because it wasn't anything, you know, major, and it could have been their first time of an offense. So they should have been able to walk. But, you know, you're not really advising them properly.
Right. And if you know anything about the legal system, you're only a public defender until you can get into a practice. Nobody graduates law school, and that's their goal, to be a lifetime public defender. That's a stepping stone. Nobody stays there. So, you know,
it's a stepping stone, and they really – yeah, but you know what? They really do have good intentions, but what happens is for a public defender has about 30 cases a day, and of those 30 cases, they might have been able to look at maybe two of them. So they're dealt a losing hand from the jump. You're dealt a losing hand, so you can't win. With a public defender, it's not that they don't care. It's just that they just got so much going on. Well, I'll take that back. It gets to the point where they don't care because there's nothing that they can do about it.
So we get into like that.
And then then the judges was already in on it too, because they weren't being fair to begin with, because they were in on the scam to begin with too. So they were just automatically finding you guilty too. And they were sending these kids away. I mean, kids that were, you know, like I said, had that just really shouldn't have been sent away. and they were in on it, and they were just sending, you know, innocent kids away to these juvie centers, and some of these kids were getting raped when they were sent there. And it was just, you know, horrible stories, you know, these kids were telling when they found out about all the stuff that was happening to them, how they got sent away and shouldn't have. And this went on for years, years. They made a movie about it. And and PA had the worst. PA was the most corrupted.
I hate to change the subject and stuff like that, but before we go, I just want to give a shout out to the Reynolds family. My brothers, Road Dogg, the last of the Mohegans, passed away today. And so I just want to shout out to the Reynolds family. Brother Pepe died today. So
did he?
I just want to give a shout out. Yeah. And you know,
oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I thank God because my brother is here, the last of the crew, because the rest of his crew, they've gone on, but he's still here. And so I just want to thank God for that opportunity, and I pray that the family will find comfort in knowing that he's in a better place.
Yeah
that's so we have to believe that, man, because if we don't, we would be like just running around looking for people in the daytime with a flashlight, man. Hey man, but yeah, I just I talked to Brother Bill. I talked to Brother one of the other homeboys who came on the crew, was with the crew, man. He hit me up tonight and let me know. But so see, I was trying not to touch that, man, but it's touched. But you know, again, I feel comforted knowing that what's that nigga know we was down like four flat tires, man. Maybe another night. Yeah, I mean,
somebody find that brother a new mic, all right? Because that brother
I have to check the statute of limitations on some things, and then we could talk about the way we came up. Yeah, I gotta check some statutes on some things, because some things might still be live, man. But
what I was thinking about the way you guys used to run, and that's why I had to bring it up, because four or five of y'all, you, David, Pepe, and what's the other one?
About two weeks ago, I seen Vago. Remember Vago?
Oh, I seen that. Yeah, and then a little bit later on, Robbie, Vago, Billy came in strong too. Billy, and then Billy cousin Chuck, you know, like I said, we went on the warpath. We went on the warpath, man. those were some good times, man. In fact, me and that whole crew, everybody I just named, man. You know, things that got a little warm where we was at, so we had to leave, and we all decided we going to the Marines. Man, we went down there. We signed our name, me, Dave, Pepe, Fred. We signed up, man. That morning, that recruiter came. I'm like, hey, where everybody at? He was like, yo, they going to be
you're the only one that went.
The only one, man. I told them niggas, I ain't going to never forgive y'all for that, man. Because I said, watch this. We had already had it figured out. The four of us going in there together, we going to buddy up, and we're going to show the Marine Corps drill sergeants a thing or two. Man, I got down to Paris Island, nigga. I was the only one. So a brother had to make a pimp decision, man. I decided to go. I decided to go with the program. No resistance. No, you don't have to break me. No, you don't got to do that. Because I looked around the area, and there was no wind here. Yeah, but we was all supposed to go down, man. When I came home, we drank a whole lot of Old English and Swiss up as we celebrated that, man. Hey, but listen.
It's been the best thing for you, though, right?
Hey, listen. Mm-hmm. I will tell anybody. Look at it, man. I say, if it had not been for the United States Marine Corps, I don't know where. Y'all be on the radio right now talking about, should somebody else be here? I would not be. Yeah, it wasn't for the United States Marine Corps. Yeah, that put me on track quick, fast, in a hurry. But you know what is funny? Because you know we didn't grow up off track. You know what I'm saying? Watch this. We lived in a decent, kind of decent. I used to have to travel quite a ways just to go hang out in the hood. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, watch this. I can't really tell that story. Yeah, we grew up down in the hood. We almost pretty much had our house, man. I used to leave there and go walk on Governor, walk down the Governor Street. Yeah, man. Oh, hey, but listen, man.
Okay.
We got about nine minutes left to go. And yeah, that's my man. He went on home, and I'm gonna try to go ahead and motivate up off of that. But yeah, we just had a quick little watch to see. Here goes that postal management in me. Here goes I'm gonna do a quick summary on what we talked about. I was just gonna summarize the whole meeting up. Like, okay, here we go. Now, we started off talking about the district attorney out of New York with his little rotten ass. Then we moved. Yeah, because he's gonna answer for that. He gonna answer for that. But because he's from New York, I'm sorry, most people gonna be all right with him though. He's not gonna have that major like he was in Utah. If he's in Utah, he got a problem. He in New York, they understand that kind of shit. I'm telling you, watch. He probably come back next week and be like, "Yo, I was just bullshitting about that resignation, man. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and fight this." But I know, as soon as the charges came up, my man said, "No, I'm not even gonna mess with y'all, man, because some of the stuff I did, but I can't prove to y'all that they wanted to do it." So I just quit.
Right.
And then we went over right over to talking about Kanyezy, man. Yeah, Kanyezy needs to get back on his meds. And again, Kanyezy needs to do like Martin Lawrence did. Go somewhere, you know, get you a rock. Just commune with yourself, man. You have your hair braided. You know what I'm saying? You have your hair braided and get you a rock, man. And just sit there and find yourself, Brother Kanye. Because right now, I mean, I don't understand the statement. And I sure as hell hope that you had a much deeper meaning than what came out. But that's sad if you really believe that nonsense. And it makes it even funnier. I see people on Facebook jumping on top of that like it's a choice. Yeah, you could have choose. Your choice would be a slave or die. Well, if death is one of the choices, do I really have a choice?
Mm-mm.
Do I really have a choice? And then we ended up with prisons for profit. Hey, in this great land of ours, and I just want to quick reiterate, yes, from time to time, I go pretty hard on North America, but make no mistake about it, I'm not back with any movements going back to anywhere but back to New Jersey. Hey, Cass, let me go ahead and do roll call, and let's say goodnight. Who's that, Per? You still with us?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and say our goodnights as we move on down the line. Say goodnight to the listeners. Come on, welcome me, Terry. Say goodnight to the listeners.
Watch this. Good night, listeners.
Hey, thank you. Come on, Nurse Carmen. Say goodnight to the listeners.
Good night, everyone. Love you guys.
Well, I see me trying to always come with the dreamy voice messages. But anyway, baby sis. You know what I'm saying? I was like, Nurse Carmen, say goodnight. All I heard was, how the hell? Baby sis, say goodnight, baby sis.
It sounds like that because I don't have a new mic like you.
Oh,
it just sounds like.
You ain't got the new mic? No,
I don't have the new mic.
Watch this. As soon as the checks start rolling in, everybody get a new mic.
Oh, okay.
Hey, baby sis, say goodnight.
I want to say goodnight to everyone and to everybody. Have a blessed Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Baby boy, go ahead, rock the mic for us.
I just want to say, I'm not going to say goodnight. I'm going to say to the male listeners, just be leery because I'm pretty sure at some point in time, we all have been getting down, and you might have smacked the ass or two. And you might have asked the girl if she liked it, and she might have told you, yeah, and you figured you had it going on because her toes curled up like she was picking up pennies off the floor. But crap come back after you nowadays. You know what I'm saying? That Me Too stuff. So you might want to sleep with one eye open. You can go to sleep, but just sleep lightly.
Hey, Brother Messenger, sit hard.
Hey, I just want to thank everybody. I just want to thank everybody for chiming in tonight, and hope somebody got something out of it. And once again, we just kicking it because that's what we do.
Hey, and before we go, let me talk this into existence. Hey, let me thank our advertisers tonight. The show is being sponsored by Mercedes-Benz and Rolex watches. If you must drive, find German engineering Mercedes-Benz, which should be your choice. And if you are tired of watches that just tick unnecessarily and you want a watch that swooshes perpetual motion, hey, try several other Rolex lines of watches. Okay.
Are you sure the microphone company wasn't a sponsor?
Yeah, we, you know what I'm saying? We mega large now, man. But,
you know, Fairback paid me some money to do a little.
Who?
Oh, wow. Fairback.
Okay,
they
we're about to cut
some
your
money
microphone.
To do a commercial for them.
Hold on, let's go offline before we discuss that, all right? We don't want to put that out there. All right?
So I got to return the money?
No, you just hold on. Wait a minute. You just hold on.
All right,
to
next week, you know what? I'll get it in tomorrow night on the messenger.
No, I said, all I'm going to say is that Brother Ruff, man, don't come on. I'm just saying. Come on there, effing with the messenger, man. Because that brother's deep, man. That brother's hard, man. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Hey, but listen, we had a great show tonight, as always. And again, I always enjoy talking with the family. But again, as every day, there's just a lot of sick individuals. And let me take that back. There's just a lot of different individuals. And one hand, it might be kind of sad that everybody got these tendencies are in a lot more people than we thought about. And I just want to say, at some point, we're going to stop and think just because a man want to choke a woman, that don't mean he can't be a good politician. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if he choking her for pleasure, I'm saying, that don't mean he can't be. Wait, that didn't sound right. If he choking her as part of what they were doing, it was consensual. He walked around like Latrell Sprewell to choke. No, if he just in other words, just
no, he did. No, he did
say
that. I say just leave it alone. But go ahead.
No, but again, but if that's what he did, in all honesty, I'm just saying that for humor. But no, I think that your moral standards dictate how you lead. So if you got a lot of immoral stuff going on with you based on the status quo, then yeah, maybe you shouldn't be in that position. But again, you can still help, but you just can't lead. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got a good idea, a good idea is a good idea. All right? A good idea is a good idea. That's what Malcolm said, right? You can help, but you can't join us. All right? Hey, listen. Good night, everybody. And as
good
always.
Good night.
Hey, I know what I forgot to ask y'all. We got about 30 seconds left. Yeah, you for a loop with that music, didn't it? That opening music. Oh, yeah. A little different?
Yeah.
Switch
a little
it up.
Different.
Yeah, I see. I told y'all.
What you say, baby girl? Yeah, a little different.
Yeah, a little different. Yeah,
yeah,
a little different.
What?
Dude,
I
just showing out. You just showing out, ain't you? You showing out.
Next week, I'm gonna go ahead and do
you get a new mic and you just showing out.
Yeah. Next week, when I put the mixing board in, we're gonna start doing crank phone calls on the attic. We're gonna go Jerky Boys. Yeah, we blow it up, y'all.
How old are you?
Oh, I put that out there with the Jerky Boys. I thought I was a little bebopper, man. He like, nobody knows what you're talking about. People on the radio, they call on their grandparents. They're like, Grandpa, what's the jerky boy? Hey, listen, my time is up. Podcast is over. I love everybody, man. Have a nice evening, Cass.
All right, bye.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.